The chapel's in the transept. Are you in the transept now? Then I'll tell you about the most interesting chapels in this part of the cathedral. After the Chapel of the Conception, you'll come to the Chapel of Sancti Spiritus, or the Holy Spirit. It dates from the 13th century and contains the tombs of seven members of the clergy, which shows how keen they were to be buried near the apostle to ensure their rapid and safe ascent to heaven. Next, you'll see a corridor with a staircase leading from it. At the end of the stairs is the Chapel of La Curticella. It's considered to be the oldest building in the city, as it existed in the 9th century. Attaching it to the cathedral led to some harsh disagreements with the monks who owned it. It still retains its ancient character of a parish church. The Romanesque doorway is very interesting and has a tympanum attributed to the workshop of Master Matteo, on which you can see the Adoration of the Magi. Now go back to the transept. The great double door next to you is the back of the Azabacheria doorway. You'll see the front when we go outside. Nearby, there's a colourful statue of the Apostle of St. James as a warrior, with the attributes that earned him the name of the Moor Slayer. Decapitated heads abound. And there's a weapon that was originally only a reference to their beheading, but which in the Reconquista period was used to actually cut off people's heads, those of the enemy. The Saracen heads are usually hidden under a bouquet of flowers to avoid offending Muslim visitors. The next few chapels are in the naves.